thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
First of all, I just wanted to begin with, I mean, you recently took over as ACD. Straight away, a few amount of lines your way already. I mean, how's that experience been like up to now?
I mean, it's great. You know, it's always nice to be to see the work that the office does being recognized here. And it's also double great because a lot, like the lines that we're getting, they're for you know, for true good causes, like they're ideas that are trying to help people. And so really, so far, very happy. Yeah.
And what is like the blueprint of JWT London in particular under you now going forward in the near future?
I mean, hopefully great work. That's really the main focus, you know, just do great work for clients. Solving business challenges from as many different angles as possible. I mean, the world has become quite complex. You know, there is a new idea coming out every second in the lives we live. Platforms change, trends, you know, pop in and pop out way faster than before. So I think what we're trying to build is a team that is capable of responding to challenges in the most unexpected ways. You know, hopefully you won't be expecting what's coming out of JWT. Hopefully we'll keep on surprising you.
Great, and of course you have such a strong digital background. I mean, your previous role was the digital ECD as well. So is that also one of the clues we can take? Is that now the focus for JWT?
Well, interestingly, maybe it's a yes and, you know, because I think the life we live today is very hard to differentiate. Like, you know, being digital or non-digital, it's not even a question anymore, you know. It's, I think we all have phones that are extensions of ourselves. They're a little bit of computer that we all connect to internet. We are constantly, you know, transmitting information at the pace of whatever. And all of a sudden, you know, saying that whether the ideas are going to be digital or not, it's really not really what we're after. I think we're after any idea that can break through, any idea that will catch people's attentions, and any idea that will make people think and feel different, you know, and that's what we do for our clients. But yes, the yes part, that was the and part. The yes part was, is that the yes, definitely the push is to try to, for JWT London to be as open as possible to any channel or platform that could be a good place to interact with people.
Great. And can you just summarize of how you analyze the industry today and how you see it evolving going forward?
Well, I mean, like, I feel that the one thing that is evolving at tremendous speed in our lives is the opportunity to research, to ask. You know, in a second, we can say, you know, there used to be a time we used to say, you know, you had a question and you had to wait until you found the person that would. And now, like, you just, you know, obviously, and I'm not saying something that's very recent, but you just Google in a split of a second, you have the answer, right? So I feel that there is a trend of brands are no longer going to be able to construct an image. They will have to be that image. They will have to act and behave. And there is a sense of honesty that's very important. And one thing that really excites me is being able to work for brands that are as honest as can be. And I think that we're going to see that. We're going to see honesty becoming, and, you know, acting honestly and acting transparently and acting authentically as brands will be the trend, you know, I think.
There are a lot of studies that say that investment in digital and like things like mobile VR, AR, Internet of Things, and is on the rise. I mean, that's no mystery. But like, there are a few studies going on out there, and most recently the one from the Mobile Marketing Association, MWAP, where they said that while the investment is going up in these tools, there is no particular the strategy and the execution bit is still lacking, and especially in markets like EMEA and so on and so forth. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I think there is a lot of, you know, technology is developing at the pace of, I'm missing one word there, but at a tremendous pace, pace of culture, yeah. And I think brands are they need to be everywhere, you know, the brands need to interact, they need to catch you or they need to interact with you wherever you are. So they're constantly jumping on new technologies, new platform, new this. And I think if there is a bit of what you're saying, which is like there isn't much of a strategy or much, I think agencies, we should take that as our responsibility to help clients to do it. So we have to work faster than ever in our explorations. We have to spend more than ever in our research. And you know, like at JWT London, we have, and JWT actually, we have, you know, we have JWT Intelligence that just does that. They're constantly researching and they're constantly feeding us information. Right now, we just had a presentation for the future of voice technology. And that to me is an example of what we need to do as agencies. As agencies, we need to be researching even before it's a trend. But we know it's going to be a trend. We know that, you know, that voice is going to be, you know, a tremendous, a very important part of our interaction with technology. We know that how our brands, you know, now we're not talking about the written voice for brands. We're talking about the actual voice of brands. So all of that, it's good to be ahead of the curve and not just wait until it hits us in the face. And I think what, you know, in at JWT, we call it JWT intelligence. But I think agencies, every agency should have their own version of JWT intelligence to be able to be ahead of the curve. Because I think it's our responsibility to lead clients when it comes to that. So if they're doing it wrong, it's probably because we're not helping.
Last couple of questions. First of all, what was your favorite project from the past year?
Favorite project?
From the last year.
From anyone or from?
From anyone or one of yours as well.
Can I say one for each so that...
Absolutely. That's even perfect. That's okay. Like the perfect answer.
yeah. So there, it's interesting because I don't want to... I like all the projects. I mean, I think like we... I want to be able to say more than one for us. Because we don't just become enamored with one. We have been lucky that we have had quite a few good ones. That it's like your kids. Like, who do you like best? You know, it's important. It's like they're different personalities, right? Yeah. When it comes to us, I think one, it's the shirt you're wearing.
Yes.
I have two daughters, and to me, if there's anything I can do, you know, before I die, is to help, at least in the very little I can help, to make sure that the world stops talking about inequality and unequal pays for women. I think it's absolutely ridiculous, and so I love putting every single bit of energy into that project. I feel that I'm doing something for the future. And I think I'm saying that personally, but I know that everyone in the agency feels the same. There was another project that we worked and we just got an award for it, which is Gravity Light, which is we're lucky enough to be able to participate in this. There is the bright mind of the Gravity Light Foundation. The amazing, power of the Shell Corporation, and then us helping them roll out into the world a light that could change the lives of 2 billion people. 2 billion people that don't have connection to light, so they use kerosene, and basically they're poisoning themselves every single night. They're poisoning their children, and thanks to Gravity Light. So, you know, participating in those type of ideas then. And then the team, it was an idea that I came in later, but the team worked on Ash to Art. I don't know if you know the project.
Yeah.
It was an amazingly emotional piece of work for anybody that loves the arts. So, you know, those three are probably, and there's more, huh? There's more projects for other reasons that you like them, but those three, I think they're like, you know, really deep emotionally for us. And then, for the same reason, my favorite piece of work out there, although there's awesome work this year, I love from JWT New York, the unsafety check,
yes,
which I thought was brilliant. Yeah. And I think it's like, another cause that you want to get behind. It's ridiculous that, you know, there is those type of separations. But for the same reason that I like F the Pay Gap, I love McCann's The Fearless Girl statue.
Yeah.
I just thought it was great. I think it makes me proud. I see it, and I see I can relate to that as a father of two girls.
Yeah.
And it's part of like trying to make this world a bit more equal. So I loved it. You know, hats off to them. They did it fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you touched about the shirts that we are wearing. Yeah. And last year I spoke to James and Rachel about the Female Tribes project as well. So just wanted to follow up on that. Like, how's that been? Like, what sort of reaction have you guys got with regards to that? And I mean, because you guys have been championing this the equality in the industry for a few years now. So just wanted to get your thoughts on that as well.
Well, I mean, Female Tribes just keeps on growing. There's more people, anybody that has leverage in this world that hears about the tremendous effort that JWT started on our own, we started. They just want to jump on board. Everybody just wants to be a part of it. And so there's now, world celebrities attached to it. And it just keeps on growing, and it funds also, it allows us to dig even deeper to what the issue is and be able to affect more change thanks to the people that jump in on board. And yet again, it's yet another idea that tries to push and put into the light, the difference. And it started literally as a thought, which was, you come to Cannes and you see the archive of Cannes awards, and then how many female leaders are there in those? And it started as an idea, and then now it's becoming a reality thanks to the female tribes that are beginning to get people associated with this, and it gives us more strength.
Final question: what advice do you have for a young creative coming into the industry?
Come work at JWT. Let's change the world. The advice is be tremendously excited about this industry. Never become cynic, and work really, really hard to try to make sure that you're constantly putting great ideas in front of the people that can help you get them into market.
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you.